Okay, back here at Somerset North, where we are broadcasting all day till 9 o'clock tonight here on 760 WJR, or you can follow on the video stream at MitchAlbumRadiothon.com. Almost every seat is filled up here. Kevin O'Neill's here. Kenny Brown is here. Chad Audi from the Detroit Rescue Mission is here. Craig Gass is here. John Pizzarelli, our musical guest. Our phone numbers are 855-955-GIVE, 855-955-4483, or MitchAlbumRadiothon.com, or you can text a donation to Mitch14 at 59925. All of the money that we raise here goes to help needy Detroiters through the charities of Say Detroit. We try to make this as entertaining a program as we can for you, so to encourage people to give. And I want to say hi right now to Detroit Tigers, I can now say legendary broadcaster, Dan Dickerson.
Yes.
Hello, Dan.
How are you, Mitch? Good to see you.
We knew Dan when.
Yes, we did.
We knew him on WJR on Sunday nights or whatever. And then it's always like Adam Schefter was on a little earlier today. And Adam was in college when I was writing the Bo Schembechler book, and he begged me, like, can I help you in any way, any way? He was this little kid, you know, on the Michigan Daily, and now he makes millions of dollars a year giving out sports information. And so it's like you watch somebody who was kind of to the left of you, and now they're like 100 miles to the right of you, and you're like the same way. Like, I remember, Dan, we were on the radio, and Dan was breaking into radio, and it started.
Doing the afternoon sports updates, talk show with Steve Courtney and Tom Massaway.
Exactly, and now you are the voice of the Tigers. I mean, and that's not a small thing, because in a town of Ernie Harwell, you know, where you would think sometimes people, they only want to have one voice associated with it, you have broken through that. You are now, you know, you're the voice, and everybody loves to hear you. And I love listening to you broadcast. You have exactly what a baseball and radio announcer should have, is that comfortable, you feel like you're just kind of listening to somebody tell you a story, and you do that really
well. I appreciate that, because that you have to wear well over 162 games, right? So that means a lot. And the job, I mean, this, I'm going into my 27th year, which is crazy.
Wow. Years. Wow.
And I just, the job is just as much fun now as it was the first day.
Actually, more fun now.
Yeah, it's a little more fun now.
Yeah, they're winning.
Yeah, winning does change things.
Winning
a little bit.
Always helps. Yes.
I gotta ask Dan this question though, because now that the Bally or whatever, whoever owns it this year calls it, they got you doing TV games too, and I always wonder, what is the difference from your standpoint doing it on a TV game than on a radio game?
It's a great question, because it's two very different things, and I did it a little bit enough to know that it was very different, and I wasn't sure I liked it. That now the last 2 years I've done about 30 games each year, because Jason Benetti does so much national stuff, and I think what I really enjoy about it is it makes you think in a different way, right? You have to think very visually to help your analyst analyze the game and for you to analyze the game. So I had a friend, Joe Block with Pittsburgh, does radio and TV, said, just you bring ideas to every game, because they have to build things visually, right? So it makes me look up things maybe in a different way, and that actually helps me with my radio broadcast. Yeah. Because there's so much information out there, obviously. We have to figure out what's worthwhile, what adds insight to the game, often and usually through your analyst, and I work with some really good ones.
Although I do remember talking to Ernie Harwell, and I put this in the play with Ernie Harwell. Ernie was doing the television on the famous Bobby Thompson home run game, and the one of the most famous radio calls in the history, you know, the Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant. Eric Thompson is the Giants win the pennant. And Ernie was doing the television. And I asked him, I said, well, what was your call? And he said, it's gone. And I said, it's gone. That was nothing. He said, well, the picture does the whole thing for you. He said, I just got out of the way because the picture was telling the story. Whereas, who was it? Russ Hodges did the radio thing, and he became famous for that call, and nobody remembers Ernie Harwell's call.
Right, because it doesn't exist. There literally isn't a copy of it that exists. And that's probably the biggest thing, knowing I still believe you should talk a certain amount at big moments, but you're right. You do learn to lay out all the descriptive stuff that I love to do on radio is out.
Right, right. You don't have to say, look at all those fans in the stands, because they're already there. Well, I'm going to bring in somebody who does that for a living as well. The great Mike Tirico is on the line with us right now and joining us on, there he is.
Yeah.
Look at the legends we have here. Mike Tirico.
Hello, Mike. One of my favorite people in the world. I love Dan Dickerson. Dan Dickerson, yeah, I'll tell you how things change, right? So my wife grew up in Michigan, obviously. For my wife, Ernie Harwell's voice was the voice of summer. So for our kids, they hear Dan's voice, and it equates with driving up north and driving around during the summer. Dan is one of the best, and I love listening to you guys chat. So well, I dialed in at the perfect time.
Well, you also have that. Now, you broadcast everything on TV. Is there a thing in your mind that says, don't talk, Mike, the picture is telling the story?
Yeah, 1,000%. I'll give you a great example. When the coaches shake hands at the end of a football game, when they come out to midfield, if I can sense that our audio is good, I will stop mid-sentence. I speak in a lot of broken sentences on the air for that sound. The number one awareness for me is let you feel like you're at the game since you can't be at the game. And there are moments where the crowd is so good, you can't fight them. So you just lay out. And those are the moments, I think, when the pictures tell the story, try to get out of the way, stamp the moment, write a caption, and get the heck out of the way and let people enjoy the moment.
Man, that's a great way to put it.
Stamp the moment.
The moment. Put a caption on it.
Mike yeah. Tirico, look at this. The wordsmith. I like this. We're getting quotes here. We're going to heard on the Say Detroit Radiothon.
I'm taking that to my class in January.
Mike, I'm amazed that we were able to get you since I now believe you broadcast 24 hours a day. literally, there is no sporting event that Mike Tirico does not announce now. You've done the Olympics, you've done football, is there any, literally any sport that you have never touched once? And I don't mean log rolling, I mean one that we've actually heard of.
Look, I think it's to your right, baseball. I have never done a baseball game.
Really?
And at some point in my life, I hope to do that. Yeah, I have great admiration for, and I'm not saying it because he's there, but Dan and Jason Benetti and all the folks who do baseball, because baseball has a rhythm that is so different from every other game that you really have to carry the broadcast, especially as a radio broadcaster. And you truly make it a conversation. And that's what I love the most about what we do on your show, Mitch. When it's a good conversation, listeners are eavesdropping to what you're saying, right? And think about being in an airport and you hear two people having a louder than average conversation. Human nature is to go, what do they say? Baseball broadcast does exactly that. It lets you into, in some cases, a one person, but in many cases, a multiple person conversation. I'd love to have the chance to just have that kind of a canvas and broadcast a baseball game. At some point in my life, I hope I get a chance to do it. Soon. I got plenty going on.
I find when I am hearing two people have a conversation, my inclination is to get up and move to another seat. Because it's never usually anything I really want to hear. But now I have an opportunity for you, Mike Tirico, because the great Dan Dickerson has donated a package that you can bid on to come into the broadcast booth during a game with Dan Dickerson. So we could make Mike Tirico's dream come true at some point if you, Mike Tirico, are the highest bidder.
So here's what I will do.
Oh, my gosh.
I will match whatever becomes the bid for Dan for this package.
Okay.
And I don't want to take that opportunity away from somebody who doesn't have the access to things like that. So whatever that winning bid is, make sure the team lets me know. And
that's
I will match that in the name of the Mitch Albom Radiothon, all the great work you've done for our city and our community years. And I'll just sit there and throw popcorn at Dan while he's broadcasting.
Okay.
And Mike, I think we could make that happen, that whole you may want to broadcast a few innings of a bit. I think we could make that happen.
I think so. All right. Well, he'll pay for it now, so he's got to.
We're going to make that happen.
Yeah. I like that.
Awesome.
Mike,
before
we let you, you got a little something?
Yeah.
We're going to cajole a little donation of some kind of, maybe And Chris Collingsworth can come up. So think about what you might be able to put on our auction pile while John Pizzarelli serenades you with a small little musical ditty. Here we go.
It wouldn't be a radiothon without a Flintstones number.
That's right.
Tirico, Mike Tirico. There is nothing that he hasn't done. Football, pro and college. In the broadcast world, he's number one. He's hosted Notre Dame on NBC. Race cars, golf, and World Cup soon to be. Oh, and we have Tirico. We have someone who is so fun. Ann Arbor's favorite son. Tirico's number one.
You are amazing, John. Every year you outdo yourself, man.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Wait, he said something that I got to ask you about. Are you doing the World Cup?
No, but it's fine. It works in the song.
Well, you better get it off your Wikipedia page.
Who cares?
I have hosted two World Cups. Not the current, not the coming one in the U.S., but I have hosted two World Cups in the past.
I was going to say, if you broadcast a soccer game and you have to learn, like, the Cameroon team names, good luck to you on that. But, okay, you don't have to do it. All right, so you've had a little time to think.
Yes.
What do you want to throw out there?
So listen, we're at the end of the football season right now, right? And that is fantasy football panic time for people, because some people have bizarre things like, if you finish last, you have to go sit in a Waffle House for 24 hours if you come up last in your league. So here's what I'll throw in for you. I will be when you do your draft, I will give you a Zoom call, a private Zoom call with you to consult on your draft, to help you build your draft board.
Beautiful. Okay. Either that or
I will host the first round of your draft. I'm not going to stay for all 8 rounds of your draft because those are
pathetically, that's not going to happen.
Right. because I've lived through our fantasy football draft and it's a disaster. But I will either do a consultation for you or I'll host your league. I'll join the Zoom and host your league's first round of your draft for next year's football season.
So you'll say Frank is on the clock or something like that. He's got 30 seconds to make his pick.
Right. I'll say, okay, the Album Nation Raiders are on the clock. You have 60 seconds, and I'll ridicule your past picks.
Yes, definitely. That's the whole fun.
This is going to raise a ton of money.
You guys want to provide. You provide the information, and I will just razz your partners and friends.
I love it.
And we'll have a good time. You can either take the consultation or I'll be your commissioner and read your picks with the pick in this draft. The Album Nation takes Calvin Johnson, Detroit
fantastic.
Lions.
That is it.
This is fantastic. And by the way, if you're wondering why Mike Tirico is being so kind, he lives in Ann Arbor.
Yes, he does.
He knows what we're doing here. He knows Detroit. He gives to Detroit. He gives to us every year. And I know Detroit's close to your heart. And the whole Michigan giving thing, I was pointing out that we are still the poorest city in the United States, over 500,000. Detroit is, sadly. But we're also the givingest community in the United States. We rally to help one another, and I know you know what that means.
There is nothing like wearing your old English D hat and being in some bizarre place like Paris during the Olympics in 2024. There's somebody by the Eiffel Tower stop you and just say, hey, you from Detroit? I'm like, well, greater Detroit, right? But there's a love, a passion, and a connection. And before it became cool and hot and great to be in the city, Mitch Albom was there working for people. And now that it's cool and hot and great to come downtown, Mitch Albom's still there helping people. And you've kind of dragged a lot of us into understanding, belief, and invest in our great city. As the mayor has his final days, bravo to Mayor Duggan for the amazing job he has done in helping turn around the city over his great run. But along with that and a lot of corporate leaders, it's been leadership from people like you, Mitch. And it's an honor to stand behind your leadership and continue to support our great city. And when people come out of town, they say, hey, great airport. Hey, great city. Like, wow, downtown Detroit is pretty awesome, isn't it? Like, yeah, it is. And thank you for what you've done to help that along the way.
Right. Mike Tirico, everybody.
Adopt his son, Mike Tirico.
See you, Mike.
There you go.
Thank you, everything. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
John, I got to tell you, you're killing it today, man.
I know, man.
Killing it. John must have had, like, extra strength espresso.
Right? I had the coffee early today. So
yeah.
The ballots will come around 5 o'clock.
Keep them on the upbeat. All right. Well, and Dan Dickerson, I want to thank you for being here, man. That was really informative. I think anybody who's ever wanted to be a broadcaster learned a lot from watching the two of you go. And I never knew Mike never did.
You know, it's funny. I didn't either. I thought, yeah. Surely somewhere along the way he had.
Now, Bruce Kornblatt, who's been patiently sitting there on the – I'm sorry, Bruce, we can only get so many people on the Zoom. Bruce is, amongst other things, baseball – MLB, what's your position?
Yeah, what do you do, Bruce?
What the hell
do you do? What do you do, Bruce?
Well, he's been Bob Costas's producer.
I'm a baseball producer, but thank you for mentioning that, yes.
And Bob Costas's number one guy for all those years. So we've – Bob himself, you probably were whispering in Bob's ear over the years saying, shut up, let the pictures do it.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's exactly what he loves hearing shut up in the middle of a play. That's why we're so close. He can't do without it. So even when I'm not on his ear, I call him and tell him to shut up. Let me say one thing. Last night, I had dinner with my two sons. Mitch knows them, Nick and Willie. And they love that I do this thing every year because I love Detroit. And I'm on Fridays. I drive home with a lot of Detroit people on Friday afternoons, with you guys. And they asked me, and I said I was doing it again. And they said, does it ever make you sad to hear about people? And I said, it's the exact opposite.
It's the
one day I'm hopeful. And I want everybody to understand that in a world where everybody's rooting against something and everybody's rooting against somebody, this is the one time where everybody's rooting the same way. And so there's something almost noble about all of this, and I'm thrilled to be a little part of it. And I want to say one other thing, because I know you got 100 other people. 3 years ago, I came on here and donated because I found out I was going to be a grandfather for the first time.
I remember.
Yesterday, I found out I'm going to be a grandfather for the second time.
Ah. We actually arranged that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't easy because, you know, getting
that's
a hotel
a
room and everything was, you know, we had to pay for a nice dinner.
I knew you did that. So as a payment for services rendered by you, okay, I would like to donate $5,000 my future grandchild's name. And I want him to know that his grandparents supported a great cause and a good man. So I want to do that.
That's fantastic,
very
Bruce.
Nice.
First of all, congratulations, my friend. There's nothing better than that. A two-time. The only thing better than being a one-time grandfather is being a two-time grandfather.
Right, that's right.
And the only thing better than that is three.
No. Yeah. This is my favorite day. One of my favorite days. I feel good about doing anything for you anyway, but you were talking earlier about a friend behind the back. I was always taught that the definition of character is to do the right thing when no one's watching.
Right.
And everybody is watching today, but understand for everybody who's watching, Mitch is doing the right thing the other 364 days without you watching.
That's right.
So good on you, and I'm proud to be your friend.
Thank you, Bruce. That means a lot to me, man.
Yeah,
and thank
Bruce,
you so much for that donation. Congratulations again.
Bruce.
So happy for you and your family.
Bruce.
Glad. And I'll tell you what, if you name the child Mitch, I'll pay $5,000.
If I name the child Mitch, you can pay the attorney's fees for my divorce. So
how about it for Bruce Kornblatt, ladies and gentlemen?
Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce. God bless. We'll talk to Bruce. Bruce tomorrow. It's Friday. That's his.
It's Friday. Right? Okay. Well,
we'll talk to him tomorrow.
We're keeping him on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, is he staying on? Okay. Right. Even better. Dan Dickerson, thank you for being here.
Danny.
It's been a pleasure.
I love coming down
and
here.
I love the fact that we got it. Now listen, folks. You got to bid up that item because the higher you bid it, the more
Tirico.
We're going to get from Mike Tirico.
That's right. Yeah.
Right? So you can go into the booth, hang out there, be introduced on the air with Dan Dickerson.
Lori takes the group down to the field so they can watch batting practice if it's a day where they're having batting practice.
Oh, wow.
And it's a complete experience. I call it the Lori Ann Dickerson experience.
There you go.
How's Lori?
She's awesome. Still teaching kids and doing the
good
work.
I knew before Lori became Dan's wife, Lori and I worked at the Free Press when we were both single.
Right.
There was a moment.
There was a moment.
No, there wasn't.
We got to go to Dan's class. You know, Dan's teaching class at State too now. We got to get in Dan's class.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dan.
Come up and do your class. Sure.
That'd be fantastic.
Do a beer with that. We'll come
we'll
up
do like what to be, what not to be.
right. Before and after.
Let you decide which one is which. How about it for Dan Dickerson, ladies and gentlemen? Our phone numbers are 855-955-GIVE, 855-955-4483. Every dollar that you donate goes to help the needy here in the city of Detroit through our charities of Say Detroit. 855-955-GIVE, 855-955-4483. MitchAlbumRadiothon.com. That's where you can make donations. You can also see all the auction items, including the Dan Dickerson package there to go in and broadcast at the Tigers game. Back with much, much more right after this.